This is the Courtney for Life podcast, simple, real, and relatable audio bits on lifestyle, nutrition, and fitness. Grab a plate of tacos and let's chat. Hey, strong friends, welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. Today, I get to start part one of a three-part series talking about fat loss and using flexible dieting as the tool for this. So this is, again, a three-part series. I'm going to talk about part one today about approaching the deficit and different options and protocols that I present to my clients, and we decide which one is the best one for them. And then part two is how we transition out of the fat loss phase, still using flexible dieting, and then entering what I like to call a health phase. So again, this is part one, and I'm going to dig right into this. So many people hire coaches, including our clients at Courtney for Life Coaching, because they want to lose fat. That's usually 90 or 95% of our clients' primary goals. And that's what we specialize in. That's not our only approach that we do, but we have a very good understanding and many tools on how to go about this that simultaneously encourages an improved mindset, quality of life, and long-term success. So when it's nearing time to approach a fat loss phase with a client, I really like to have a clear conversation with them to go through some options on how we can approach this. That's one of the great things about flexible dieting is that there isn't just one way to go about it. Ultimately, yes, the overarching concept is that we need to be in a caloric deficit over a certain amount of time, but there are so many ways that we can make this happen. It's like there are so many ways you can have $100. You can have 5 20s, 10 tens. You get the point. So I'm going to go through two of the most common approaches that I implement with my clients and then one less common approach. I always want to express and overemphasize that none of these would be better or more optimal, generally speaking. The success of these are based on the implementation and sustainability within the client's lifestyle, things like their current daily and weekly schedule, routine, habits, and preferences. And the approach that they enjoy and can stick to is the one that's going to be more successful in the long term. So, common approach number one is just having consistent daily targets. It's usually the most sustainable. We only implement one set of macros for the client to hit daily. And again, of course, this would be a lower caloric intake than what they are currently at. The pro of this, or the benefit, is that it's one less thing to think about. It doesn't require last minute adjusting, like if you plan to work out in the afternoon, but it doesn't happen. This is in contrast where another common approach would be carb cycling. So we would have higher carb days on training days around peri-workout nutrition. So pre and post nutrition, you would have more carbohydrates during that time. The benefit or pro to this would that this option would be beneficial if you feel like your training sessions or training days are already very taxing on you and you're already feeling an increase in appetite and or fatigue on your workout days prior to us actually implementing this caloric deficit. A con, I guess it could be, that this may require two sets of macros to adjust or remember, or honestly, sometimes three. I've personally never implemented three different macro days for clients, for lifestyle clients. I think it's extremely unnecessary. I think carb cycling isn't always mandatory. I know that there's like this social media hype around it. For me, in my personal competition prep experiences, I have done three macro targets before. It can get a little confusing. Okay, really confusing. But I just don't think it's necessary. But it's just more things to remember. And as we start to approach this deficit, and as we get harder and harder, our brain capacity and our memory does start to get affected. So this can become pretty challenging. The not so common approach that I have implemented with clients, and it's definitely a much less conventional method. I've only actually implemented this twice with clients, and it's been more recently. I would encourage this approach with a very detailed analysis of the client's current mindset and lifestyle, and it's definitely not for everyone. This push-pull method is basically 2 weeks of pushing into a harder deficit, so consistent targets throughout the day, it's just easier. And then we pull back for about a week and go into somewhat maintenance or just less of a deficit where it's a little bit more sustainable for the client. The pro of this, or one of the great things that I love and the clients who I've implemented this with, they've really enjoyed that it allows for like a short-term challenge, but it still offers a light at the end of the tunnel. And it's like, okay, I can stick through this with like 2 or 3 weeks and then I get a little bit of a break. Some people thrive off of that. a con that this could encourage a binge or restrict mindset or habits if applied incorrectly. It can be more intense for certain lifestyles, and then therefore it could show warning flags a little bit earlier because the push that we implement is more intense. And I'll get into some of the warning flags in the next podcast episode. So these aren't the only ways to diet during a fat loss phase, but these are the common approaches that I take with my clients that are very sustainable and successful. And the great thing about any of these is that we can change them. Nothing is set in stone. We can try a method, collect some data, and revisit another approach or make adjustments if we can collectively, between me and the client, find that it may be more beneficial. Now, for me, this usually looks like about 2 to 3 weeks in time, so we can actually see enough progress and track a decent amount of data before assessing adjustments. So follow up with part two in this podcast series, transitioning out of a fat loss phase using flexible dieting. In the meantime, ensure you're following my coaching team on Instagram, Courtney for Life Coaching, and check out CourtneyForLife.com for coaching services to meet our coaches and to submit your inquiry form so I can meet you where you are and decide how we can reach your goals together. Thanks for being here. There are so many ways you can show me your support, like subscribing, take a screenshot and share this on Instagram, or send me a taco donation.